6 days after that, the outer courts and colonnades of the temple compound. Now, all that was left was the fortified inner temple, where what remained of the city's once proud population was crammed like fish in a barrel, filthy, starving, reduced to eating rats and leather, and drinking their own urine, so pitiful was their thirst. Still they fought, frantically, hopelessly, raining rocks and flaming beams of wood down on the attackers below, occasionally sallying forth to drive the Romans back from the outer courts, only to be driven back themselves with terrible losses. The boy's two elder brothers had died in the last such sortie, hacked down as they tried to topple a Roman siege engine. For all he knew, their mutilated heads were among those now being catapulted back over the walls into the temple enclosure.
Viva Titus! Vincet Roma! Viva Titus!
The voices of the Romans swelled upwards in a roaring wave of sound, chanting the name of their general Titus, son of the Emperor Vespasian. Along the battlements, the defenders tried to raise a counter-chant, calling out the names of their own leaders, John of Giscala and Simon Bargiora. The cry was frail, however, for their mouths were